This is the day the Lord has made, and we're going to rejoice, because you ain't got a choice. If you proclaim to be his child, you have no choice. You better rejoice. Hallelujah. We are in a time right now where things are going to change fast, rapidly, and we're not going to be able to catch it. And we have to trust. And in this, there are moments for me and you when I don't know how to explain this, but I'm going to call it the door of reality. Either we get close to that door, or the door gets close to us, one or the other. And this is an area where when that door opens, you realize that everything here, I don't want to say is nothing, but it's so temporary. And that everything that we've been taught and learned about who God is and everything else begins to change. Not that he's still not God, but his character becomes more real, that we can't even explain his character. And this is, and one of the things that happens when we get closer to the door and that door gets closer to us, we realize our limitations. And the Lord put on my heart, he said, I'm bringing my people through this time where there are no limitations. So what's he want to do? He wants to break off the limitations in our life. Why? So we can really, truly, he so desires us to really know who he is, but he can't release the fullness of who he is because we'd probably blow up. But he wants us to know who he is, and behind who he is, his love for me and you. But again, the closer we get to the door of reality and the closer the door gets to us, things begin to be exposed around the door of limitations in our life. And he's saying, no more limitations. And so what we're seeing globally happening right now is he's exposing limitations. And so many times we don't even know what our hindrances are that are causing us to be limited. And these are the things that he's exposing now. And it's so awesome. You know, there's so many things that he wants to express, but we can't get him in words. It can only be done in spirit, and it's got to be spirit to spirit. And that's what, the closer we get to that door, it becomes spirit to spirit. There's no words. There's a knowing. When somebody will say, well, how did you know that? You'd like to tell them the Lord told you, because he really did, but he didn't speak to you. He impressed you. And I really believe that we are walking so close in parallel with the door of reality that there's impressions like oozing out of this door, just being released. And we're being impressed and being turned to the door all the time. But then when we want to go through the door, there's these limitations that are preventing us from going through the door and getting the true reality. You can try and figure that all out. Hallelujah. Okay, let's go to 3 John verse 2. Let's speak it. Beloved, I pray that you may prosper in all things and be in health, just as your soul prospers. So things that are prospering, you can't prosper without breaking off limitations. Amen? That's an area where we call increase. You know, one of the things God wants us to increase in all things, but we got to break. The purpose of increase is to break off a limitation so that we can increase to the next one. In other words, we want to reach a level where we're so sensitive and discerning to limitations that we continue to break them off. We're not justifying the limitations. We're not reasoning the limitations. They are exposed and we have to remove them. Hallelujah. Oh, glory, where was I? Oh, verse 3. For I rejoiced greatly when brethren came and testified to the truth that is in you, just as you walk in the truth. So the Bible tells us that the truth sets us free. Well, because truth is light and it exposes darkness. And one of the things truth is doing without walking in the truth, that you walk in the truth, not that you know the truth. That you walk in the truth. Why? Because if you're walking in the truth, the light is going to expose the limitations. Why? Limitations are brought to you and me by lies. Deception. Deception is the main purpose of Satan's kingdom, to bring limitation. Deception. Think about how many times we were deceived. Think about somebody saying something and they lied and it brought something to us. It brought us to a limitation. Why? Because it brought bondage. Bondage is limitations. Amen? So he says, I rejoice greatly that my children walk in the truth. Why? Because they're breaking off limitations. I have no greater joy than to hear that my children walk in the truth. That what if they're walking in the truth, they're walking in what? Freedom. Freedom. We don't want partial freedom. We want the full freedom, what God paid the price for me and you. Amen? And there is a process to it. I mean, there's no doubt there's a process to it. Because if we don't go through the process, how are we going to know what the things that are limiting me and you? Amen? So to prosper is to increase, and to increase, there must be removal of limitations. We want to reach a level of breaking limitation, breaking limitation barriers, so we can advance. You know, we talked about certain levels that I always call the third level is the master's level. You know, so we want to reach, our whole life is nothing but reaching another level. We live a life of memory. And the beautiful thing about when we go home, we ain't going to hang with this memory. Or the memory hanging us. You know, it's going to be gone. But it's been utilized for us to get through what we need to get through here. But when we go home, we're going to know everything. You won't need to memorize something. You're going to know it. It'll be a part of you. Amen? You'll have the mind of Christ. Oh, hallelujah. Go to Proverbs 3. No limitations. That's the title of the teaching. Proverbs 3, start at verse 1. Hallelujah. I mean, this is a kind of like a guideline, you know, in this proverb. I really love it. What does he say? He says, my son, do not forget my law or my promises or my word, but let your heart keep my commands, his promises, his words. For here's the result of these things. Why? Because is his commands truth? Is his law truth? Is his word truth? Yes, he says, if you keep them, you're going to be able to break off limitations. What? Again, it's not just knowing them, it's putting them into practice. Look, here's the result of it. For length of days and long life, and peace they will add to you. So length of days is more in a day than normally accomplished. Does everybody get it? You're going to accomplish more in a day than you used to. Why? Because if you're, how many of y'all know sickness brings limitation? Amen? It does. It prevents us from doing more than what we want to do. And that's where God is saying, listen, I want to break off. Let's break, no more limitations. So there's an area where you've got, and I have got to reach, so we can constantly break these things off. So length of days, we can complete more in a day than before. Long life is a healthy life. Amen? That's a healthy life. And peace is a place of security and rest. So he says, for length of days and long life and peace, they will add to you. So again, what is it doing? We're going to be able to do more things and accomplish more things in a day than normally. We're going to be healthier, and we're going to be, there'll be more peace because of their security and rest. You know, when a person has a peaceful heart, they have a joyful heart. And a joyful heart is what? Good medicine. A person that's miserable doesn't have a very joyful heart. Amen? So no matter what we're going through, whether we're sick, we've been injured or whatever, that might be a limitation, but you can't allow it to be a constant limitation. You must break it. Verse 3, let not mercy and truth forsake you. Bind them around your neck. Write them on the tablet of your heart. And so find favor and high esteem in the sight of God and man. Trust in the Lord with all of your heart and lean on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he will what? He's going to direct your paths. Wow. So again, trust with no limitations. No limitations. Not allowing human, carnal instinct to create limitations. How about fears? How about mistakes? How about rejections and sickness and many things? They create what? Limitations. Why? Because we have a memory of how they affected us. That's why we break emotional attachments to these things. Huh. We're to release all things into his hands, and the pathway will be supplied. That's why he says, lean not on your own understanding. Glory to God. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he will shall direct your path. Do not be wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord. Depart from evil. It will be what? Health to your flesh and strength to your bones. We all need that. Honor the Lord with your possessions, with the first fruits of your increase. So your barns will be filled with plenty and your vats will overflow with new wine. That's the anointing. My son, do not despise the chastening of the Lord, nor detest his correction. For whom the Lord loves, he corrects, just as a father, the son in whom he delights. As we increase by dismantling limitations, you'll be able to increase your labor. You know, in other words, you're not just increasing. In other words, it says when God increases things in your life, you know, we increase things more to him. So he why? Because he's trusting us. So we increase more in labor. We increase more in financial. We're given to the kingdom. We're surrendering to the kingdom. Whatever it is we need to surrender. In other words, sow when you what? Reap. As we increase by dismantling limitations, you will increase your labor and time and offering to the Lord. Your time of offering to the Lord. Amen? Correction is, the purpose why God corrects us and chastens us is to expose our limitations. To what? To expose our limitations. Correction not only brings direction, amen, and protection, but the purpose of it is to what? Expose your limitations so you can increase. God wants us to live a life with no limitations or dominion over them. That doesn't mean they won't come. It depends what you do with it. Now, is it possible to live a completely limitless life? That'd be really nice. But we still live in we are hard-pressed. We still live in a world that's oppressing us. We still live under satanic torment. So it's constant. Amen? But it doesn't mean it can limit us. We can take dominion over these things as long as we do not allow them to become a stronghold in our life. That's the important thing. And again, recognizing these is vitally important. There are many people who don't even recognize them. That's why they're like bodies without a soul. They're like motionless. They walk in fear and not trust. We are being hard-pressed. We're being attacked in every area possible. All the lies of the media, all kind of, they're always trying to create a limitation. They put a person in a what if. What if? That's the process of doubt. What if? How about I trust? How about I don't care? I see stuff come on, you know, when I'm searching the web and seeing what's going on, and there's certain things that I just know. I'm like, I ain't going there. I don't care. I don't care. I don't care. Oh, do you want to know what such and such happened? I don't care. So, again, we have to get to a place where what will prevent you from being getting limitations is put in, I don't care. Because once it sucks you in, then you have a care. And that care can bring a limitation. I don't give a hoot. You know, so many times we... Okay, this may sound a little strange, but... You know, we got to let the course run. We can't rescue everyone. And sometimes while we're trying to rescue someone, we're interfering with what God wants to do with them. And that, and these individuals will drain you and they'll open the doors to limitations in your life. Let the course run. You have to get to a place, look, I love you, but I don't really care. Just because you say I don't care doesn't mean you don't love them. I can't do nothing more for you. I mean, how many times we've had to let people run the course? And eventually they hit that wall that says, Jesus loves you. And they realize, oh my God, Jesus does love me. And what usually a person goes into that place because they rejected counsel, correction, and direction, which is God trying to expose their what? Limitations that brought them into a place of bondage. But you know, like they have this saying, you can bring a horse to water, but it's got to drink, right? If they ain't willing to drink, ain't nothing you can do. You can go out and bring food to homeless, and they might not be hungry. If they don't want to eat, you can't force them to eat. And same thing with the truth. We can't force people to eat the truth. We can only be an example to them. If they want to follow the example of a freedom and no limitations, praise God. But we don't want to follow an example of limitations. That's why the Bible says, depart from those. Expose them. Listen, there's nothing. Exposing an individual's because of love. He says, you know, expose them in love. If they're not willing to accept it, then so be it. You know, I can't tell you how many people are always trying to tell me what they've been going through. I don't care what you went through. And quit going there. It doesn't matter what you went through. Where are you now? Where are you going? Are you letting what you went through bring limitations in your life? How many times do you get someone, but you don't know what I went through. Who cares? God knows. That's all he needs. That's all who needs to know is God. You need to know that God knows what you went through. So it doesn't keep coming on you as a limitation. Then you think about what you've gone through. Now you're living from the past and not the future. See, limitations keep you in the past, not the future. Is everybody okay? Hallelujah. Let's see, where we at? 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 7. Are you having fun yet? But we have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellence of the power may be of God and not of us. Wow. Treasure of Christ. Now, what is this treasure? The power we know of is of Christ, the eternal presence, power, and truth of God Almighty. But there's the treasure of Christ, and there's another something that comes with him. It's called the gift of faith. So we have this treasure in earthen vessels. That's us. And that is the power of Christ and the gift of faith. That the excellence may be the power of God and not of us. It says we are what? Hard pressed on every side, yet not crushed. We are perplexed, but not in despair. Persecuted, but not forsaken. Struck down, but not destroyed. Always carrying about in the body the dying of the Lord Jesus, that the life of Jesus also may be manifested in our body. For we who live are always delivered to death for Jesus' sake, that the life of Jesus also may be manifested in our mortal body or our mortal flesh. So then death is working in us, but life in you. And since we have the same spirit of what? Faith. What were the two, the treasure in the earthen vessels? Christ and the gift of faith. I believe and therefore I spoke. We also believe and therefore speak, knowing that he who raised up the Lord Jesus will also raise us up with Jesus and will present us with you. For all things are for your sakes, that grace, having spread through the many, may cause thanksgiving to abound to the glory of God. Treasure in these earthen vessels is Christ and the gift of faith, the same spirit of faith. Why? There should be no limitations with the faith. The enemy tries to put limitations on your faith. He does it very well with reasoning, doubt, and what if. I'm going to say that again. With reasoning, doubt, and what if. 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 12. Don't think it's strange concerning the fiery trial, which is going to what? Try you, test you, and expose your limitations. As though some strange thing has happened to you. It ain't nothing new. But rejoice to the extent that you partake of Christ's sufferings, that when his glory is revealed, you may also be glad with exceeding joy. If you are reproached for the name of Christ, blessed are you, for the spirit of glory and of God rests upon you. On their part he's blaspheming, but on your part he's glorified. But let none of you suffer as a murderer, a thief, or an evildoer, or as a busybody in other people's matters. Yet if anyone suffers as a Christian, let him not be ashamed, but let him glorify God in this matter. For the time has come for judgment to begin in the house of God. And if it begins with us first, what will be the end of those who do not obey the gospel of God? So why is judgment coming? To expose limitations. How many of y'all know sin is a limitation? Transgression is a limitation. Inherited curses are a limitation. Curses are limitations. These are all limitations. Your words can bring limitations. I have to break words off of myself every day. Now, if the righteous one is scarcely saved, where will the ungodly and the sinner appear? Therefore, let those who suffer according to the will of God commit their souls to him in doing good as a faithful creator. Trials to expose our limitations. You know, again, what's the first thing the enemy loves to come and steal is your what? Identity. He steals it by creating limitations on you. And when those limitations are there, it makes it more difficult. Man, I've been trying to break through for years. Well, who told you that? Why are you trying to break through for years? What are you breaking through? I don't know. I'm just trying to break through. They don't even know what they're trying to break through from. It's called limitations. They just feel oppressed, or they're going by how they feel, or what's been going on in their life, and they just can't break through this. They can't break through the financial thing. They can't break through for the healing. They can't break through this, because they're still looking at the things they haven't broken through yet. That's not faith. Faith is looking beyond the breakthrough. Do everybody hear that? Faith is what? Looking beyond the breakthrough. Woohoo! Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. We're there. We're doing it. Trials are what? To expose our what? Limitations. Faith is what? Breaking beyond your limit, your limitations or your breakthroughs. Faith is breaking or looking beyond your what? Your breakthroughs. Woo! Let's grow there. Philippians chapter 2 and verse 12. Therefore, my beloved, as you have always obeyed, not as in my presence only, but now much more in my absence, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. So working out your salvation is breaking off limitations. For it is God who works in you both to will and to do his good pleasure. Do all things without complaining and disputing. Why? Will that bring a limitation? Yeah. That you may become blameless and harmless, children of God without fault in the midst of a crooked and perverse generation, among whom you shine as lights in the world, holding fast the word of life. I love that. The word of life, his words and promises. Holding fast to them, putting them into practice. Why? Because the truth sets you free if you put it into practice. Amen? Holding on. Holding fast the word of life so that I may rejoice in the day of Christ, that I have not run in vain or labored in vain. Yes, and if I am being poured out as a drink offering on the sacrifice and service of your faith, I am glad and rejoice with you all. For the same reason, you also be glad and rejoice with me. Work out your salvation with reverence, honor, respect to the Lord, with no limitations of trust and faith. No limitations of trust and faith. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 3. For this is the will of God, your what? Your sanctification, your separation, that you should abstain from sexual immorality, that each of you should know how to possess his own vessel in sanctification and honor. We should know how to do it. We should know how to be sanctified, separated, not touching and agreeing with things that are unclean. I'm talking about words. I'm talking about things that the world lies to. I'm talking about things that bring... Why? Because he's saying, if you don't do these things, you're going to create what? Limitations. Not in passion of lust, like the Gentiles who do not know God. That no one should take advantage of and defraud his brother in this matter. Because the Lord is the avenger of all such, as we also forewarned you and testified. For God did not call us to uncleanness, but in what? Holiness. Therefore, he who rejects us does not reject man, but God, who has also given us the Holy Spirit, that connector. He's the one that's going to tell you. Amen? He's going to tell you what's going on. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Okay, let's go a little further. But verse 9. But concerning brotherly love, you have no need that I should write to you, for you yourselves are taught by God to love one another. And indeed, you do so toward all the brethren who are in all Macedonia. But we urge you, brethren, that you increase more and more. How are you going to increase more and more? Break off limitations. That you also aspire to lead a quiet life, to mind your own beeswax, and to work with your own hands, as we commanded you, that you may walk properly toward those who are outside, and that you may lack nothing. Why? If you're lacking, because there's limitations. Amen? Hallelujah. That we lack nothing. So we're to work out our own salvation. Amen? Respecting the Lord, and lack nothing. What, you're lacking nothing? There's no limitations. You're trusting God and it's all in his timing. Well, I need this right now. No, you don't. You need him right now. First John chapter 5, starting at verse 1, please. Whoever believes that Jesus is the Christ is born of God. And everyone who loves him, who begot also loves him, who is begotten of him. It says, whoever believes, we know, means to follow. How many of y'all know that limitations will prevent a person from fully following? They'll follow at their own convenience. By this we know that we love the children of God when we love God and keep his commandments. For this is the love of God, that we keep his commandments, and his commandments are not burdensome. For whatever is born of God overcomes the world, and this is the victory that has overcome the world, our faith. Who is he who overcomes the world but he who believes that Jesus is the Son of God? Faith overcomes limitations, deception, leading cause of limitations. They cap your growth. Limitations cap your growth. You know, that's where, again, if you're a worse first individual, there's a limitation there. That's connected to something that's in your past. Well, it never works out for me. You ever said that? Don't lift your hands. Why does this only happen to me? This, that, whatever. Those are bringing limitations. Those need to be broke. We need to stop the worst first thinking. That means there's a limitation there. What have you touched and agreed with that brought a stronghold to bring that limitation? What is it? Was it rejection? Was it a mistake? Amen? What is it that you did in your life and what I've done in my life that has brought a limitation? How about regret? Man, regret's a big limitation, let me tell you. And we all deal with it because we live a life of memory. Thank God we still have one. I think that's why, you know, those who begin to lose their memory, they live much more peaceful. You know why? They don't care. I mean, I hate Alzheimer's. I hate Parkinson's. I hate all of those diseases. I think it's terribly, terribly bad. But it is a limitation, isn't it? But for some people, it's a freedom. I mean, it's actually hurting everybody else that knows they can't remember them. You know, I remember I haven't seen some of my family members, and all of a sudden I went home for a wedding or something years ago, and I was sitting at the table. My aunt, who I love, who rescued me many times from abuse, she was there, and she kept asking me the same question. I'm thinking, what's the matter with her? She couldn't remember. I answered it 5 minutes ago. It grieved me terribly. But then I thought, you know what? Now heck. She might not remember this, which frustrates her. And it frustrated me because I had to keep answering the same thing over and over. But then down the road, I thought, you know what? The less we remember, sometimes the better. But we don't want to lose our memory here. We want it to be gone when we go on our way out of here. We want to leave that memory here, not take it with us. You know, people try to move to locations, change jobs, all kinds of other things. To what? Lose their memory. Lose their attachments to those places. Why? Because they become strongholds and create limitations. Marriages that were divorced and terrible marriages and things that happened. Children that, or even people that have passed away and so forth, you know, that are deceased. Those things are still memories to us. And there's still behind every one of those memories that was failed memory is a regret. And it constantly, it's there. And so we've got to continue to break those things off and move over. Well, your faith will go beyond that. Amen? We expose it, remove it, we destroy it, we repent, and we move forward. Put it under the blood. although even we can put it under blood 10 times a day, and the enemy still brings it to us. God doesn't see it, but we still see it. Did you ever buy something and it became a lemon? I don't mean a physical lemon, you know. You bought something, a vehicle or a household appliance or something. Well, you know what? When it went bad on you, that name of that company stayed in your mind. I'm never buying a Maytag. I'm never buying a Frigidaire. I'm never buying a Ford or a Chevy. I'm never buying a Cadillac or whatever. Well, that brought a limitation. Amen? To this day, I won't buy a Ford. But if somebody blesses me with one, sure, I'll take it. But again, but they've increased in the knowledge and all of the computers and everything else. And, you know, what that limitation, it's just a limitation. But I did buy a Ford. I bought a Ford, U-Haul truck. The cab, that's a Ford. It's a 12-cylinder or 10-cylinder. Boy, did I regret that. No, I didn't. No, it's been a good truck, even though we've had to change the transmission and do other things to it. But praise God. Still running after we spent a lot of money on it and repaired it, but it's no longer a limitation. It doesn't mean I went out even looking for another one just in case. Matthew 7:13. I better move on before I create a limitation in my life. Matthew 7:13. Hallelujah. Aren't you glad we're not religious? Let's speak it. Enter by the narrow gate, for wide is the gate, and broad is the way that leads to destruction, and there are many who go in by it. Or many, it says that a narrow gate, but wide is the one that leads to destruction. Can limitations create a destruction? Yeah. Because narrow is the gate, and difficult is the way which leads to life, and there are few who what? And finally, you know, there are people that once a challenge comes, they don't want to do it no more. They don't have the endurance to fight through. That's a limitation. That's a terrible limitation. Verse 15. Beware of false prophets who come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are ravenous wolves. Why? They come to lie to bring what? Limitations. You will know them by their fruits. Do men gather grapes from thorn bushes or figs from thistles? Even so, every good tree bears good fruit. Every bad tree bears bad fruit. A good tree cannot bear bad fruit, nor can a bad tree bear good fruit. Every tree that does not bear good fruit is cut down and thrown into the fire. So, bearing good fruit depends on how many limitations you have. Therefore, by their fruits you will what? You'll know them. You can run into some of the sweetest people until they open their mouth. And they're, you know, every other word is a cuss word. And so you know where their heart's at then, you know. And they could be a sweet person to do anything for you. They could be on the food line and be serving food. And next thing you know, they're telling you to do something with a cussing word and move to the next level or whatever. And you're like, man, how can you be out there serving food and be a jerk? But again, it's because they have limitations. A jerk is a person that's got a lot of limitations. 2 Corinthians 4, verse 1. Therefore, since we have this ministry as we have received mercy, we do not lose heart. But we haven't renounced the hidden things of shame, not walking in craftiness, nor handling the word of God deceitfully, but by the manifestation of the truth, commending ourselves to each everyone's man's conscience in the sight of God. But even if our gospel, the truth is veiled, it's veiled to those who are what? Perishing. Why? Because they're bound by limitations. Whose minds the God of this age has blinded them, who do not believe or follow, lest the light of the gospel, the glory of Christ, who is in the image of God, should shine on them. For we do not preach ourselves, but Christ Jesus the Lord, and ourselves your bondservants for Jesus' sake. For it is the God who commanded light to shine out of darkness, has shown in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. Wow. God, the God of this age, the deceiver, blinds individuals from the truth and creates many limitations. And so if he's blinding them from the truth, then he's speaking lies and they agree with it and they become strongholds in a person's life. You know, especially right now, you know, we look at the political fight, the pharmaceutical fight, the food fight, the healthy fight, the death fight. I mean, there is a fight going on like never before. We are in a chemical warfare fight. And it's just not with military. This is from organizations, companies, corporations that have been killing humanity for money. Governments who've been killing humanity for money. Look at all these chemtrails that are out there. Killing humanity for money. Killing crops. Look how they stop water flow in California to kill the crops. I mean, come on, this is crazy. Putting poison in our foods and in water. They're trying to create limitations in our life. They try to control us. They want to control humanity. This is the powers of darkness. These are people. Let me tell you, I think some of these people are without a soul. They're just an empty shell filled with demons. No compassion for human life. That's all they're after is their own self-wealth and self-power and possessions, not realizing that that's their reward until they wake up in hell. Terrible thing. You know, and again, how many people are proclaiming to be believers living an ungodly life? You know, not reading the Word of God. They proclaim to be believers. They walk around with Jesus loves you. And they show up with their partner, which is the same sex. All of these things, we are in such a time right now where the enemy is bombarded all over to bring limitations in our life. And they constantly remind us of our past and trying to compromise our identity. It's constant every day. Hallelujah. Ezekiel 13, verse 21, please. So the devil places veils on us, right? And what does Jesus say? He says, I will also tear off your veils and deliver my people out of your hand, and they shall no longer be as prey in your hand. Then you shall know that I am the Lord. Because with lies you have made the heart of the righteous sad. That's, is oppression a limitation? Yeah. Whom I have not made sad, and you have strengthened the hands of the wicked so that he does not turn from his wicked way to save his life. Therefore you shall no longer envision futility nor practice divination, for I will deliver my people out of your hand, and you shall know that I am the Lord. So what's he saying behind us? It's witchcraft and sorcery. It's demonic forces. But he says, I'm going to remove them. And this is where we're at right now. He's going to remove them. How is he going to remove them? By exposing them. Amen? By exposing them. Philippians 3, please. Verse 7. But what things were gained to me, these I have counted loss for Christ. Well, he was removing limitations right from then. Yes. Verse 8. Yet indeed I also count all things lost for the excellence of the knowledge of Christ Jesus my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things and count them as rubbish that I may gain Christ. Look at, he cut loose of every limitation from his past. and be found in him, not having my own righteousness, which is from the law, but that which is through faith in Christ, the righteousness which is from God by faith, that I may know him and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his sufferings, being conformed to his death, if by any means I may attain to the resurrection from the dead. Wow. Not that I've already attained or am already perfected, but I what? I press on, that I may lay hold of that for which Christ Jesus has also laid hold of me. Brethren, I don't count myself to have apprehended, but one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching for those things which are ahead, I press toward the goal for the prize of the upper call of God in Christ Jesus. Therefore, let us, as many as are mature, have this mind, have this thought set, mindset. And if indeed anything you think otherwise, God will reveal even this to you. Nevertheless, to the degree that we have already attained, let us walk by the same rule. Let us be of the same mind. So in other words, you've broken off limitations already. Don't stop. Don't be content with the ones you've broken off. Thank God, but continue to break them off. You know why? Because you break one off one day and you pick up another. And I'm going to close at Jude, verse 16. These are grumblers, complainers, bound by limitations, walking according to their own lusts. They mouth great swelling words, flattering people to gain advantage. These are bodies with no souls. But you, beloved, remember the words which were spoken before by the apostles of our Lord Jesus Christ, how they told you that there would be mockers in the last time, who walk according to their own ungodly lusts. Therefore, these are sensual persons who cause divisions, not having the spirit of life. But you, beloved, building yourselves up on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Spirit, keeping yourselves in the love of God, looking for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ unto eternal life. And on some have compassion, making a distinction, but on others save with fear, pulling them out of the fire, hating even the garment defiled by the flesh. Now to him who is able to keep you from stumbling and present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to God our Savior, who alone is wise, be glory, majesty, dominion, and power, both now and ever. And everybody said, amen. Praise be to God. Put it to practice. Lord, we thank you for your word. We are honored and blessed. Seal it with the blood and seal it with the faith. In Jesus' mighty name.